From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. A series of fresh attacks hits Iraq early this morning, killing at least 50 people, injuring many more. One report says more than 200. NPR's Hassan Adnan tells us most of the attacks targeted government officials and police.
The gunmen used car bombs, roadside bombs, and weapons with silencers in Baghdad and the northern provinces of Diyala, Kirkuk, and Salah al-Din. The bloodiest attack targeted a police patrol by a car bomb in the downtown Shia district of Karada in Baghdad. Many policemen were killed and close by shops were badly damaged. Some observers believe the explosions were aimed at sending messages to Arab leaders not to come to Baghdad next month for the Arab summit. Hassan Adnan, NPR News, Baghdad.
Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum slugged it out one final time before Super Tuesday in a debate last night in Mesa, Arizona. Santorum hit Romney again for the health care plan Romney pushed through as governor of Massachusetts.
Which was the model for Obamacare and the government takeover of health care.
Wait a second.
Romney was quick to point out what he sees as a Santorum flip-flop.
First of all, let's not forget that 4 years ago, well after RomneyCare was put in place, 4 years ago, you not only endorsed me, you went to Laura Ingraham said, and this is the guy who is really conservative and we can trust him. Let's not forget you said that, number one.
Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich were also at the table, but the big share of attention went to Romney and Santorum. A new study finds there has been a 25% increase over the past decade in the number of children living in high poverty areas. NPR's Pam Fessler reports that concentrated poverty has been found to have a lasting effect on children who grow up in these areas, even if they're not poor themselves.
About 8 million children live in areas of the United States where more than 30% of the residents are below the poverty line. That's 11% of the nation's children, compared with 9% a decade earlier. Patrick McCarthy is president and CEO of the Annie E. Casey Foundation, which conducted the study.
We find that kids who grow up in areas of concentrated poverty are more likely to have poor housing, food insecurity, less likely to have health insurance, they're more likely to drop out, they're more likely to become involved in delinquency or adult crime.
And more likely to have health problems. Black and Latino children are up to 9 times more likely than white children to live in such neighborhoods. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Afghan police have fired shots into the air trying to disperse angry protesters attempting to break into a provincial U.S. military base. Like others earlier this week, the crowd is angry over the burning of Qurans by NATO personnel at Bagram Air Base this week. United Nations experts have drawn up a list of top Syrian officials they say could be investigated over possible crimes against humanity. The government of President Bashar al-Assad has resumed its shelling of residential areas and homes. This is NPR. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has released a barrage of statements on Twitter urging Iranian scientists to continue to work in the nuclear field. But as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, he's repeating his opposition to nuclear weapons.
Intellectually, ideologically, and religiously, Iran considers the possession of nuclear weapons a big sin, read one tweet from Ayatollah Khamenei. Countries that are opposed to us are fully aware Iran is not after nuclear weapons, read another. Khamenei's tweets come just hours after talks between Iran and the International Atomic Energy Agency broke up with no progress. A senior delegation from the agency was in Tehran on Monday and Tuesday to discuss work it believes Iran has carried out connected to nuclear weapons. Late on Tuesday, the agency released a statement from its director, Yukiya Amano, saying, "We engaged in a constructive spirit, but no agreement was reached." In another tweet, Khamenei urged Iranian nuclear scientists to continue their advances without paying attention to the uproar. Mike Schuster, NPR News.
High gasoline prices reaching toward $4 a gallon are connected in part to Iran and its threats to close the Strait of Hormuz and reduce or cancel oil sales to some countries.
World crude prices are up because of strong demand internationally, still having Libya production down, and nervousness about Iran.
That's John Felmy. He's the chief economist at the American Petroleum Institute. Gardener Dustin Pearson in San Francisco doesn't care what the cause is, but he says he's not happy.
With the economy the way it is and cuts during work, you know, you got to pay more at the gas. It hits your wallet sooner or later.
Pearson says he's making some sacrifices so he can get around. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.